Hey, welcome to the podcast, Men Talk 2. We're back. My co-host assist, Rick, down at the bottom now. If y'all looking at the screen, face on. I'm not going to do the pointing thing because I always fuck that up. We got Miss Alasia, Miss Late Alasia. But yeah, and look at TT over there doing her thing with her toes out. I just been told.
I put my shoes on in a minute.
Okay. We good. So we got some stuff we're going to talk about today. It ain't near and dear to my heart. It kind of pisses me off, but, you know, we're going to talk about it. Topic of the day is child support. Child support. We got two different cases of, actually, extreme cases, I think. One on one end is, I'll let the video explain the one on the one end. And the other end, you got somebody who I think who's paying too damn much for a one child. But that's just me and my mentality. Before we go there, though, let's do why this shit is in the news. Actually, that ain't the topic, but that's the thing. Why is this in the news? So, the Crown Act, the U.S. House of Representatives of this current Congress has passed the Crown Act. If anybody don't know what the Crown Act is, it is creating a respectful and open world for natural hair. That is the acronym for the actual bill that's being passed through Congress, House of Representatives, not the Senate. The Senate ain't ready for this. They probably won't even pass it, but at least it got passed one half of the Congress. So here's what the deal is with this Crown Act. Black hair. You know, people have been talking about black hair for the longest. They've been discriminated against because they come in with braids and locks and no hair. What the hell? Do not disturb. Anyway, the Crown Act. So that's what's going on. Braids, locks, afros. You know Pam Grier.
Yep.
Afro with the pick fist on it. Yeah, all that. All that's under that bill. You can't discriminate against these people who wear this type of hair. It's mainly geared toward women of color, especially black women. That's what's going on. I mean, so I've heard a couple of cases where women have been discriminated here locally about their hair and what they should be doing with it. They should cut it off or straighten it out or whatever. And they didn't choose not to do that, so they didn't get that particular job. So now we got a law that says you can't discriminate against these folks, women of color or Afro descent color women or whatever you want to call them.
It's more than just women type of hair because it go for like
men too.
Well, it's geared toward women. Let me put it that way. Okay. But it don't matter as far as the hair is concerned. If it's black hair, it's all covered under that. So it could be men with braids, the Cleos of you know, all that type of shit.
Not the Cleo.
The Cleo braids. You know what I'm talking about.
It set it off.
It set it off. Yeah.
I'll be having underneath them wigs.
Yeah.
That's right. Keep them combs in.
When I tell you, a hot ass mess, that's what y'all be covering up. But you know, it is what it is. You make it look good for that moment, which is I'm glad about. So, shout out to the House of Representatives for putting this on the books. It's been going on for the last 3 years. They keep voting it down. Of course, let's go ahead and put this out there also. It went along party lines, which means Democrats was for it, Republicans was against it. Imagine that. It has nothing to do with no kind of issues with world policy, country policy, none of that stuff. It's just people getting discriminated against by their hair. And it went along party lines. Imagine that. But anyway, that's why that is in the news this week. So shout out to the House of Representatives once again for spearheading that endeavor and getting it passed through. Now, hopefully the Senate will pass it through and it'll be a law, which it shouldn't be. It shouldn't have to have a fucking law for hair, but we got one. Talking about some petty shit. That's a petty fucking law to me. Fucking petty.
Coming from man that had braids, I like that's one of them things I understood. Like if when I wanted a better paying job that I was gonna have to cut my hair. And needless to say, I had my hair for like 10 years. So imagine how long my shit was.
Right.
And I knew in order to come up, I had to cut it. Instantly.
Which
I cut
bullshit.
I cut it. A month later, I had a better paying job.
Yeah. So they come in with these preconceived notions that since Hollywood and the media put it out there, I'm going to go ahead and put them in this mix too. All people with braids and afros and stuff that ain't laid down and flat looking and no bounce and no curls and no stuff in it. You're automatically a thug, you're a thief, you're a robber, you're a killer, you're a murderer, you're uneducated, and you poor, disenfranchised. Anything you can think of that's negative toward black hair, when this comes about, that's what this is all about. So we shouldn't need a law, but we got one on one side of the Congress. But
Yeah. Hopefully
the Senate will push it through. And actually, the Senate can push it through, now that I think about it, because Kamala Harris, the vice president, has a deciding vote if the Democrats decide to push it through. She has a deciding vote. There you go. So it should work.
It should,
but we'll find out.
I'm about to say, we'll see. She is a prosecutor, so.
That's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. I mean, it's just about hair. If anybody should know a thing about black hair, goddamn.
Yeah.
She should know something about it.
Yeah,
right.
She know a whole lot about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So come on now. But I'm sure it'll pass, and it probably will come down to her casting the deciding vote as far as it getting through to the Senate, which I hope it don't. Hope some senators from the other side of the aisle decide to say, hey, yeah, this makes sense. Let's go ahead and do that. But I don't see it happening. That's just my personal opinion. I'm just putting this out there. My personal opinion, it probably won't get through the Senate without a deciding vote from the vice president. And we'll probably end up hearing about it later on in the year whenever they decide to take it up into Congress, into the Senate. So with all that being said, let's move on. Child support, man. Child support. I got my stories of child support. Rick got his stories of child support. I done heard stories of child support. Talang got stories about child support.
Yep.
We gonna damn talk about fucking child support today. Now, like I said earlier, I got two extreme cases of child support. Rick gonna play the video from one, and we're gonna talk about the other one because we got a article that we talked about earlier. We're gonna talk about that too. So go ahead and roll that clip, Rick.
Unbelievable stories here in Detroit.
This is one of them.
This is one of them. Imagine being told to pay child support for a kid that is not yours or go to jail. That was the order the state handed down to a Detroit man.
So today he turned himself in, but here's what happened when 7 Action News reporter Kim Russo went with him to court.
Carnell Alexander walked into the Frank Murphy Hall of Justice knowing in moments he could lose his freedom.
I stayed up all night, couldn't sleep, thinking about it.
Carnell is a wanted man because he refuses to do what the state orders and to pay child support for a child that DNA tests prove isn't his, a child he doesn't even know.
I haven't even had a chance to really speak to him except for one time when we took the DNA test.
Nonetheless, right now, under the law, he's a deadbeat dad. Today, he turned himself into the judge as ordered.
Scared because I've been before this judge before.
But this time, he had attorney Cherica Harris, who volunteered to help after seeing his story on 7 Action News. The judge said he will not go to jail for today.
Thank you. Thank Ms. Harris. And hope that we can resolve this soon.
I'm just trying to help him with his future.
Though the threat of jail is on hold, it is not over. Carnell Alexander still owes more than $30,000 to the state for a child that's not his, because the mom wrote his name down because she needed to name someone in order to get welfare benefits.
And I had to put him down as the father. That was the only way I can get assistance.
Now,
I'm almost homeless. I'm almost in jail. I'm out of work. My money is being threatened to be taken.
Carnell isn't just worried about how this is impacting him. He says the law needs to be changed. So when this happens, as it often does, other men don't become dad by default.
We can be defaulted into being a father of a child that is not ours. I don't understand that law, but it is a law in place.
In Detroit, Kim Russell, 7 Action News.
Yeah, you would think that mother.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said she had to put him down.
Had to put him down on the paper so she could get some welfare.
She didn't have to put him down.
Yeah.
Yes.
She could have put anybody down.
There you go.
What you could have did was ate shit and died. That's what you could have did. If that ain't some low down.
That is low down.
Well,
that's one spectrum, end of the spectrum. We're going to talk about the other end of the spectrum now. So, y'all, everybody know about Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian. They got kids together. He lied and said he didn't have his kid that was on the way by the chick that he got the kid by now. Her name is Marilee Nichols. And, you know,
that's after the one in London, right? Europe.
No, she's here.
Oh, she here.
She's here in the States. So, damn, he got one in London too.
That's the Craig girl. It ain't somebody
with him. He probably got him all over the world.
Yeah, he for the streets, man. He for the streets. But anyway,
he was Kardashian. So what does that say?
Hey, yeah, nothing. I got nothing about that. you know, he went through this whole story about the kid wasn't his and this, that, and the other. And then come to find out after the DNA test come out, she put it all on Instagram saying, yeah, it is yours. You know damn well it's yours. You was here. We was both here. We made his kid. He denied it and kept denying it, even after the DNA test came through. Now, he'd apologize to Khloe. Hey, you know, I'm sorry for cheating on you, and I got this other kid by this chick, and this, that, and the other. So now, she's saying, hey, look, it's time to come up. You've been denying my kid for so long, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to child support court, and she's asking for $47,000 per month. $47,000 per month, which end up being like $562,000 a year.
I need to find a celebrity to knock up and be like, you know what? Just give me the baby. Give it here. Give it here. I'll be a stay-at-home dad. Look. Take care of it. You can.
This is basically what she's doing. She's like, being a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. What could you do with $47,000 per month?
Ball the fuck out.
Man.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be sitting right here.
You sure know what to say about that, because I wouldn't be here either. Yeah. But that's what's going on the other spectrum. And if for me, even though he's a basketball player, I get it.
Yeah.
$47,000 a month? Come on.
I mean,
I think that a $27,000 is for anguish and denial of the baby. That's what the other $27,000 for.
But think about it. You could take care of your kid with a good life, a good standard of living. The child not need for anything for a good 5 to 10 bands a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I understand that at least, I don't know how every state works, but if it's like the state of Tennessee, it's a percentage of your income and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, really?
So it's a percentage of both parties' incomes.
And if one ain't
custodial
working.
And a custodial. Yeah. If the custodial parent or the non-custodial parent is not working, you got to cover it.
Yeah. Her ass ain't ever going to have to work well for about 18 years. So, and if she's right, never.
Never. She ain't got to.
Exactly. If she do it right, if she invest and take half of the money or a third of the money or whatever and put that shit up for college.
Long as she ain't out here doing like D-Wade, XD, blowing the money.
That's what I said. If you know what to do with that money, you're going to be straight.
Right.
But if you don't, then out there blowing it, you're just going to be broke.
So I'm gonna throw a curveball in on as well. So y'all know Kelly Clarkson and her husband just got a divorce.
Yeah.
So it's the scripts are flipped now because she's the breadwinner in the house.
Yep. I seen that.
Versus the Tristan Thompson dude who's the breadwinner. So she had to come up with $1.3 million right off the rip. And she had to move out of her own house. And she got to pay the dude child support payments for $45,000 a month.
Wow.
But that's for like three kids or two?
Three kids.
More than one. Okay.
Well, who got the kids?
He do.
I guess he got the kids.
He do. You know, she is still out here working and everything. So
I don't give two flips.
Me neither, because my baby's
you
right
take
there
my
waiting.
Damn kids exactly. We working tonight. That's gonna be another fight. If we had to pull the trail on the truck, you coming with me.
I'm taking my babies with me.
Yeah, you going with me.
They got two kids. My bad. They got two kids. Two. Not three. They got okay. Two.
Don't act like it ain't never been done. This done been done.
Oh, let me throw this little tidbit of information on that too. So he also gets spousal support, $115,000 a month.
See that what I'm saying? Them kids be sitting in the corner in a basket. You better shut up.
No, you ain't put me in no baskets.
You a little blanket, couple of toys. Be like, mama be right back.
Be like how them little white parents be, how they little kids on them leashes.
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
wow.
We going to
y'all know what I'm talking about, man. I was at work.
Yeah, we know. I know exactly
one of them
the
other
about.
Day, I was looking out the window, man. I busted out laughing. I tried to get a video of it, but they walked by too quick. Gonna post it like, look at this. Look at this shit. Yeah.
So the spousal support that Kelly Clarkson has paid this dude is not forever, which is a good thing, but it's until January 2024. Which is that damn, that's 3 years worth of work.
Hey,
yeah.
Because it started back in 21.
He do what he's supposed to do. He can flip that and make that something.
Yeah. Or make something out of himself.
But I think he was like a producer or something, like TV producer, movie producer, something, I believe.
Damn, what he is. He's sitting up here robbing this chick.
Hey. Yeah.
Strong arm robbing this chick.
My thing
she
is
out here
is, though,
on stages all night, every night.
They do it the other
boys out there. I get it.
Yeah. Well, as a man, I couldn't do it. As a man, I really couldn't do it.
But, where's the cutoff at? That's what I want. Yeah. I'm not trying to get over on nobody.
Right.
Especially if I got an established career. Like you saying, he might be a producer or whatever. Why would you even go in that furthermore?
Because
you're already a builder because you lost the case to the kids. You already lost that. Now you got to pay this dude for 3 years? Man, shit. When do you cut it off?
I wouldn't even want to look at you after that.
Exactly. I'll be plotting like a motherfucker. Man, I'm finna bump him up beside the head twice.
Man, you have to stay out of my sight.
Right. And news, everything. TV, all that. I can't see you anywhere.
He's a music manager. So he's got.
He already got an established career.
Blake Shelton and Rascal Flatts and people.
Right.
Like he got money. He just being greedy.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Which is what a good lawyer would probably do, I guess, evidently.
Because her ass being greedy, too.
Yeah.
Both of them being greedy.
Yeah. So, yeah, we talking child support. So, let's go back to the guy who... Oh, Jesus. This pisses me off so bad. I have to laugh about it.
Bang.
This dude done lost his job. Ain't got no money.
Credit fucked up.
Yeah. He done been in jail once for this shit already.
Yeah, because it's an old case. Like, it's been going. I remember hearing about it for a couple
years. This was back
in
21 as well. This was 21 as well.
Oh. I don't understand. Like, you did the DNA test.
And it came back not his.
And it's not yours.
Right.
Why do they still want you to pay for something that's not yours?
Now, you know damn well. Look. That shit didn't happen here in Tennessee. Actually, in Chattanooga.
Yeah, I know somebody.
I know a lot of people.
Right. Your name is on there. You didn't got looped in some shit.
Yeah.
And you can't get out of it. And them
and then,
stupid ass judges, they stupid as fuck. That's all I'm going to say. How you going to make somebody take care of somebody that ain't theirs?
That's what I'm saying. And then... by you putting his name on that birth certificate,
you fucked him.
It still don't clarify the fact that he's the father.
Why was that even enough?
Just she shouldn't have been able to sign his name.
Anyway,
no way.
Yeah.
Listen, women, and I'm gonna say this, and I'm not trying to be mad, mean, or whatever, but at the hospital when they fucking send their papers down there and say who was the daddy, you got all the rights in the world. To say whoever, wherever, however, what name you want to put on there. It don't matter if you fucked him or not. It don't matter if you met him one time. I remember him. Let's put his name down there. That's now, how that shit worked. Y'all know that as well as I do.
It was different for me. Because when my baby daddy didn't show up and I told them who it was, they told me no.
What the hell?
Yeah, they told me no. You can't put his name on there unless he signed his name. Unless he come to the hospital and signed his name.
And he got to have his ID and
all
that.
Yeah, and he had to have his ID with him.
If you in there... If you in there and you forgot your ID, they won't let you sign it. You got to be able to prove who you are.
Yeah, you got to prove who you are. So when she left that hospital, she left with my last name until we went to child support court. Mm-hmm. And then that's when the judge asked me, did I want her in his last name? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. So they made him sign the paperwork there in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why the situations are different.
Oh, it's different states.
Yeah.
That's first off.
Different laws.
Different states, different laws. This was up in Michigan, which is ass backwards to me. You can put a motherfucking name down there and don't even check to see who it is or what. He could have been fucking dead, as far as they know.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter.
Santa Claus on that bitch.
Right.
Santa Claus Esquire.
When he came down the chimney.
Yeah. He took my cookies. And I left my milk.
And if she was small, she would have put somebody dead name down there so she didn't draw Social Security too.
She didn't know the whole.
Yeah.
You just educated somebody because somebody gonna probably come up with that bullshit. They dumb asses. But sure. Anyway, I mean, this shit pissed me off because this. No job having, sitting in a dark ass room with her face blurred all out, talking about she had to put this name.
You
can't say
no job having. You don't know if she had
that bitch didn't have no job, man. Come on, she on fucking welfare.
Yeah, no job.
Fucking welfare. She got no goddamn job.
It's a lot of people on welfare that work. I'm being devil's advocate here.
Yeah,
oh, I mean, you won't be that dude today.
Yeah, I'm being you today. I'm okay. You today.
They can work 20 hours a week. That ain't shit.
That's like that $8. That's like that $8 an hour. That's gas money, goddammit.
That's it.
I'm just saying though, you can work and still get benefits.
Yeah, 20 hours a week.
Now I'm judging from the video I just seen where she was sitting in a dark ass room.
Didn't want people to know
face blurred out. Yeah, exactly.
To me, that's the most fucked up part about it is the fact that you did this to this man. And I say
it wasn't his. That's part that pissed me off.
Like I give her this. She probably didn't know all the repercussions that would come with it. But at the end of the day, you still lied on the legal document,
right?
Like something need to fucking happen to her and make an example out that motherfucker.
Yeah, she need to go to jail, and she also need to be made to pay whatever money he has paid in. She need to pay him back.
30,000+. That's what he's in the real.
Yeah, that's on her. Yeah, that's on her.
Do with him.
So it showed up. Is she gonna get that being on welfare?
Well, she gonna have to go to work.
Oh, what? Huh?
She might not even still be on welfare.
If she is, she gonna have to get a job like he had to do. You don't make that man lose everything. It's your go.
You try me, Rick. I know. Look, I know you fucking tried.
I see your look like this motherfucker trying to.
This motherfucker right here trying to get me riled up. I ain't going. Trying to get me riled up. This shit is just dead ass wrong.
This
low down ass bitch who got probably more than one kid. Damn it! I said it. I fucking said it.
Yeah.
This low down ass bitch. Out here manipulating the system to get some fucking trinkets. It ain't even fucking dollars. Welfare ain't that goddamn much. You sitting up here.
Nah.
It damn sure ain't.
To be putting yourself through and putting another guy through. And the part that pissed me off is he in arrears for $30,000+.
Yeah.
And he done been in jail already. And he had the chance to go back. But the fucking judge that he done seen before decided not to.
Because you know why he had
because he had representation. he had representation.
They, hey, they treat us different. They treat us different when that lawyer standing right there next to you.
Exactly.
Because they know that lawyer know what's good, like what you really can do and what you really can't do.
Right. When you go to court, get a goddamn lawyer.
All the time.
All the time.
That just shows you right there in that video. Mm-hmm. With representation, without. How it happened.
And then on top of that, she could at least, and you know she ain't been to court now one time.
No.
And said, Your Honor, this man is not the father. Can we have this case dismissed?
Yeah, she should have that fucking DNA. The DNA.
Yeah, right, but still, she go and put her little 2 cents in, because she put her 2 cents in when she said he was the goddamn daddy. Go to court.
So you really think this lady is going to go down to a court of law and say that's not his kid and walk up out of there?
No.
That's what
she get. She shouldn't have lied in the first place.
That's what she's scared of. She's scared she's going to get caught up, arrested, thrown in jail for fucking perjury.
Yeah.
And all this shit going to hit her ass like she just put it out there on somebody.
Yeah. They got
to
hit
them. That's why she ain't went to court yet.
With them handcuffs so quick. Clink, clink.
Yeah. That's why she ain't went to court yet.
And
if in any way possible, she's probably not going to ever go to court. She going to let the lawyer that he got voluntarily sort all that shit out. She's just going to be there sign papers outside of the judge office and all that shit. She ain't going to no court, period. She probably don't need to drive by that motherfucker. Race. She probably don't catch the bus by there. She don't probably don't do none of that.
But they do.
I been to choke the shit out of her ass.
Man,
I ain't gonna
like
even lie.
A motherfucker, man. Like, look, I don't even put my hands on females, but I choked the shit out that motherfucker.
Yeah, and we got a disclaimer at the beginning of the show. Just want y'all to know, this is all personal opinions. But damn it, and I don't advocate violence against women, but damn it, when you got me out here butt naked, no home, no car, no job, in arrears for $30,000+, in jail once before, threatened to be in jail again, something got to give.
Yeah, something got to give. Yeah.
You might deserve a little choke after that. I ain't even gonna care.
Not even the good kind, the bad one was like,
yeah.
The two-handed one.
Yeah. Damn child support, y'all.
I've had my horror stories mine ain't even really horror stories with the system. Mine just more like I've had a couple of issues with the system itself. Mm-hmm. But just knowing a lot of people that's gone through it, and like, man, my brother was making $7 an hour when they tried to hit him for like $600 a month. My brother, like, I barely even make $600 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How I'm gonna pay that? So needless to say, he behind probably like dude is because
in arrears. Yep.
That motherfucker
which keeps you tied into the system.
Yeah.
Past and beyond 18, because you definitely ain't gonna put no extra money on it on top of the payments you already putting on there.
So when they fall off
at 18, you still paying until all that shit is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes that shit bitter. You be bitter. Yeah. I ain't gonna even lie. You mad as fuck. You ain't getting your money like you said. It's like it's supposed to do when you fall off.
Shit, and believe you me, they still keep paying.
Yeah.
Because my daughter, her daddy just stopped and she finna be 29.
See, my ass was building. I wasn't even behind. It was just the fact that I was one of them dudes that always took care of my kids. Gave more money. You know, I bought the clothes, bought the shoes and all
that.
Now,
eyes of the law, you did.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And what's funny is, so we went, my youngest daughter was 6 months old. We was, me and my baby mama, we was living together whenever she got the letter to her house. I got one at mine because, you know, of course, for her to get benefits, I ain't supposed to be there. Whole different topic. We talk about that another time. But how the government is with that shit. But she got the letter. My mom's called me like, hey, you got a letter over here. It was the state. The state did it because she was getting benefits. I think they called it Families First, where they actually give you money.
Mm-hmm.
So she was getting that. So automatically they put me on child support. We go. They talking about, what's funny is I had Judge Andrew. She was actually the judge me and my daddy. You know, she actually back practicing law. She ain't a judge no more. But we sat down, went in front of her. I had just seen her like a year earlier because me and my mom was going about my pops. I'm 18, 17, 18. We still going to court about that shit. And I walk in there and she was like, "Hey, Mr. Dave, how you doing?" Like, damn, she remember me? Shit. But, like, they were trying to nickel and dime me. She's like, "Man, set this man shit at an even 60. It was like, yeah, she was like, "Just do an even number." Because they were trying to do, like, some dollars and 58 cents. And she's like, "Man, just do an even number." But I always took care of her. I always did that. And they told her we had to fill out paperwork as far as what I've done and all that. Now, I filled everything out. My baby mama didn't fill nothing out. She just looked at him and was like, "Is this correct?" And my baby mom was like, "Yeah, you know, we living in the same house, but we ain't saying that." But I'm just like, if she would have said no, they would have went back to when my baby was born, and I would have had to pay all off her saying no. Nah. Yep. No evidence, none of that shit. Just off her saying no. Nah. What kind of bullshit is that?
Yeah.
Because what if we was on bad terms at that moment?
You'd have been fucked.
Yeah. And she said no. Nah. Man.
Now, they been good in my cases, but it was just the daddies that was with the shit. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to wait till she turned 5 for a blood test. Judge Andrews was like, 5? So you just now asking for a DNA test? Yes, ma'am. She said, "No, sir, not gonna happen." You should have said that when we first started the case up. So basically, she told him, "No, ain't no blood test."
But thing about it though, she is kind of right on that. Like, if it's any doubts, it should have been a doubt like right at the beginning. So I can understand that, because if there was doubts, it would have been right at the beginning for me. Like, nah, I need this. But my thing is this: what if he would have paid for the blood test on his own, and then she came back, not he is. I'm just using hypothetical. I ain't trying to, you know, and then be in this situation with dude. Like, what would have happened then? Would he still been on the hook for all the child support? Because he didn't get the blood test right away?
No.
No.
He shouldn't have been. I would think he shouldn't be, because, you know, it's, but like I said, different states, different law.
Yeah, right. But if it would have been like that other case, the one we played the clip from, he probably would have been.
Oh, he been stuck. Yeah. Stuck like Chuck, yeah.
Stuck like Chuck. He was still stuck like Chuck.
And it was his.
Yeah, and it was his. And he was sitting out there in the weight room talking shit.
You talking shit for? You know, you got a kid about you.
She money hungry.
Talking about me.
Yeah, he said she money hungry. She want all my money. I'm like,
what money?
I work at the foundry. I don't need your money, but you gonna pay me something,
right? Instead of
gonna pay me something.
I will say this: I hate the child support system, but I do understand why it is in place, because I feel like it takes more than one person to make the child, so two of us should be financially responsible for it. But it's sad that us as people have to put the government in our business, and we can't work that shit out on our own.
Well, let me throw some little fire on that too. So both of y'all pissed off and mad because y'all got a divorce or split up, or y'all don't see eye to eye on some shit. You got a kid involved. Relationship
didn't work out.
Right. The shit didn't work out. Somebody thought it would, but it didn't. And y'all can't come to an understanding. Who's supposed to take care of that then if the government don't get involved? If you say, "Fuck you, I'm not paying shit. You fucking raise this kid by yourself. Right. I ain't got nothing to do with it, blah, blah, blah. I'm out of this bitch." Who's supposed to step up and do something then? You fucking call police and say, "Hey, he ain't paying"?
No, I mean, like I said, I understand why the system is in place, but I just hate that it has to come to that people can't come to terms and be like, "Okay, this is what it takes. This is what we're going to do." And, you know,
you have to have some kind of order. And I agree with you, Rick, wholeheartedly. I really do agree with you. It shouldn't be that way. But mad people don't think in the time that they fucking mad at each other.
They don't.
They'd say what they got to say. "Fuck you. I'm out of here. This shit ain't for me. Damn that kid. Blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the other." and they gone. They fucking disappeared. Yeah. Now you stuck with a kid, be it male or female, you stuck with this kid. A constant reminder of what you just went through with this dude or chick.
Right.
That I got to take care of this little bastard until whenever.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They don't be thinking about the kid.
They don't think about the kid. Exactly.
Yep.
It's not about
they you. Never think about the kid. They think yeah. about how they get affected in it, who hurt who said yep. this, and we didn't agree on this, and he ain't going to be with me after he said he was, and she this and that. She ain't loyal like all the rest of them. All that shit come into play when you sitting there arguing about why this shit didn't work. And the kid standing over there or sitting somewhere assed out because y'all ain't gave no kind of thought about the kid. It's about each one attacking each other. That's all they doing, attacking each other. And the kid sitting over here reaping the benefits of nothing because somebody going to be pissed off, like I got through saying earlier. I ain't paying shit.
You're right.
Fuck this household. I'm not obligated to this household, especially if you ain't fucking married. Even if you are married, you can get out of that shit too. So the system has to be in place, but it shouldn't be to the extreme like we just saw about the dude in the paternity test or this guy over here who's paying, in my opinion,
exorbitant.
Crazy amount of money.
Crazy.
That you ain't got to work crazy amount of money. I don't give a damn what his job is. You shouldn't be to the point that you have to depend on somebody and the system to be well off.
So let me ask you this, and this go for everybody. And Lee, I want you to answer first, and then I want y'all to take a second, because this is more geared towards y'all anyways. But, you know, he told her he didn't want the child, that, you know, to have the abortion. He don't want to be, you know, he trying to get married and blah, blah, blah. So should she have aborted it knowing that he didn't want it? Or did she keep it because she knew she was going to be super straight?
I don't think that she knew she was going to be super straight. I think for me, she took into account that he denied it and kept denying it and lying about it to the girl that he was trying to get married to. He out here creeping. She the side fucking piece.
Mm-hmm.
Who was probably thinking, yeah, I'm finna come up. I'm finna be the main one. And then he come back and say, no, I don't know nothing about her. I ain't slept with her. That ain't my fucking kid. Fuck that. I'm not paying shit. He all into that denial shit. That's what triggered all this bullshit that she got going on now. Do I want to work a job? Yeah. But do I have to? Fuck no. Why should I have to work if this motherfucker gonna sit up here and lie and cheat and own his girl that they in the news talking about raising the family and all those shit?
So she should have kept it or aborted it?
She should have fucking what she did. Kept it. She gonna be forever tied to that dude with this kid. Like I said, to me personally, I think it was more revenge motive as far as you lied, you cheated. You sitting up here saying, yeah, we're gonna be a couple and this, that, and the other, but all of a sudden you turn and flip the switch and go back to this chick. Come on now.
Oh, and let me put this disclaimer in there. I'm not for like abortions. I do feel like it's somebody's choice. You know what I'm saying? Like it's somebody's choice. So you know.
We all fucking grown. Hell, but, everybody know.
Yeah. But you know that's one of them hot topics. I know, right now.
Which is so damn but yeah, stupid. But anyway,
ladies, what do y'all think? Should she have kept the child like she did for the come up, or should she have knowing that this man said he does not want any part of yours or the child's life? He said he didn't want to be a part of the child's life, which could be why another reason why they hit him with that high ass number.
She kept him for the come up, and if he was smaller, he would have did the drink. Put some hot sauce
in. Some sriracha in that bitch.
Nah, he was out here smashing raw.
Hey, he raw dogging it though.
I'm just trying to say, I don't feel bad for him. I don't feel like she should have got rid of her baby because one monkey don't stop no show. You ain't the only man that ain't raising no kids out here, so baby's gonna be straight regardless.
Yeah, let's look and see.
And he, I don't know. I just don't feel bad for him. It's like you knew what you was doing. You knew who you was. You knew how these girls was, and you still was in there shooting the club up. So. You want me to get rid of this baby for what? Like, it's you shot my club up. Action.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Just want him to know the trap game is real.
Right. And it is. And by him being so old, real.
He should have knew.
He should have knew. Everybody know now. If you're a celebrity, whether you male, whether you female, and you got that show, it's always somebody out there after your ass trying to get a part of that money.
You ain't got to have the money. You could be a good dude. Like, when I was out there moving around, it was like I was scared of somebody trying to trap me because, oh, you such a good dude. You do all this. You take care of your kids because people know when it comes to my kids, I'm going to go get it. So it's like, nah, you not finna trap me. I ain't got bread like that, and you damn sure ain't finna trap me.
Yeah, but you, in the back of your mind, consciously in the back of your mind, something has to tell you, and I know you finna get some ass, and you ain't thinking about it, but something got to say, hey, I got a whole lot at stake. I got a whole lot at stake just to be out here fucking off.
And then my thing is, why do they be nutting in everybody?
Good ass question.
I don't know. My pullout game saying. Is strong. Except for
good ass question. Why you out here raw dogging these girls, man?
Yes. Every last
all of them. You got kids by all these chicks. Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Somewhere you gotta make a conscious.
Sometimes it do be the women that like I had one get mad at me because you know we were messing around for a while to where it wasn't no. We wasn't in a relationship, but we wasn't messing with nobody else.
Y'all and fucking exclusive. Just go ahead and say that. Yeah, y'all exclusively and, fucking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she would get mad at me because I wouldn't nut in her. Like, no, bro. No, we not
just
doing that.
Just because she's trying to trap you.
And she right. Trap
game. My pullout game was super strong.
If you're going to be mad at that, we don't even need to be doing it at this point. Come on now. Who was complaining about that?
Like she was.
But you this gotta go and hit the dog.
Hey, but she was crazy though. Lee, this is the crazy one.
That you should have been seeing them red flags.
I was just gonna say that's a red flag.
Red flag.
Especially if you saying you don't want kids and she acting like she do, that's a fucking red flag in itself.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
So Come on, take that off. Go on, take that off and let's get in. Raw dog, be real quick. Bitch, if you don't get out of here with that shit, fuck out of here.
And if you raw dog and then you know she ain't on no birth control,
yeah, come on,
it's gonna be a possibility.
It's gonna be a baby.
It's gonna be a baby.
Yeah,
if you don't want her like that, you should have been doing your business in another way.
Exactly.
And I agree. I totally agree with that because it's like I knew what the consequences could be. You know what I'm saying? And if it
but that ass was so good though, wasn't it? That ass was better than a motherfucker, wasn't it?
But I knew what the consequences could have been from that, you know. So if it would have happened, I wasn't gonna purposely do it. But if it would have happened, hey, but I ain't gonna lie, the one slip up we had was like, hey, here go that $50, go over to Walgreens.
Wow. Wow.
Look, we ain't ready for that. I'm just being real because it was like. But thing about it though, at that time wasn't even raw, like wasn't even hitting it raw, like the condom just came off. And so, you know, it was like so we was being dogging. Careful. Yeah.
Just raw dogging.
So it was like, here you go. Had it been later at the point in time where she was like mad at me because I wouldn't nut in her, she probably wouldn't have done that shit.
Right.
It's just you get stuck with these kids and then you don't want to pay for them. So, you know, it is what it is. You told her to have an abortion. She said no. Because in her mind, I'm like, I'm finna come up.
Exactly.
So I ain't finna kill my baby.
Right.
That probably, had he been some broke, no good for nothing, she would have been breaking her neck somewhere crying, please help me get an abortion. But she knew it's money involved. Yeah. And who not going to turn down no money?
Like $50,000 a year, that's change your life money. I mean, $50,000 a month, that's change your life money.
Yeah.
A month. Mm-hmm. People out here ain't making that a year.
Right. My thing is, like I was saying earlier, it's I think it's about revenge and getting even.
Yeah.
And The whole constant denial thing is what probably pushed her over the edge. It was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm not doing that shit. I'm finna get this bank, this money, this bag, whatever you want to call it. And you're going to be dealing with me for the rest of your life. Period. Because you sit up and lied. That's what it sounds like to me. It might not be her reason, but she reacting to some shit that's been happening to her. That's what it sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm. So, Lee, I have a question for you.
Oh, shit.
How you always say you would blow shit up when it was over? Did that make did that make the child support shit situation worse for you?
Yeah, it did, because all of them was bitter. All of them was bitter. It didn't matter if I had two jobs, three jobs, $7 an hour, $10 an hour. They went max deal. I was the main provider for two out of my three kids. And back then, it wasn't based on both incomes. It was just the one income, which was me. And they took 24% back then of your total income. Gross.
Oh, yeah,
income.
It was 24, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I knew it was about 18, 20.
I'm running around here scraping barrels
and look, this is the
thing. Paid under the table and all this old shit.
This is what I hate about it, too. So, all right, they automatically going to hit you for 20 to 24% in the state of Tennessee, automatically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they make you, because 9 out of 10 times, if you're dealing with child support court, your child is on Tinker. They make you pay for insurance for the child also. And back then, I don't know how they do it now, but I know back then they didn't, TennCare wouldn't drop the child.
Well, my kids are on before TennCare.
From there. So it's like I'm paying child support, paying almost as much in insurance as I was in child support. And that's the part they don't factor in. So really, instead of 20% of my income, you hitting me for like 50.
Which is what it ended up being, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how are we supposed to make a living off that? You know what I'm saying?
You're not.
Because, hell, back then, jobs only pay, shit, you making $8.59 an hour, you making good money back then.
And here's a good thing. Well, actually, it's not a good thing, but it's a sad thing. Even if you did work one job and they based it off of that, if you went out and got another job, that factored in as income as well. So they took money out of your second job as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, you it's all considered income. When we was talking, because I didn't know they could do that, because I had like I had got to where I was working two and three jobs because how much child support was taken.
Listen, as soon as the Social Security number pop up in the system, that you know how you had to put in your Social Security number, your W-4 and all of those stuff. As soon as that shit pop up, that shit goes straight to Nashville, and they say, "Hey, look, he got another job. Let's go get him."
Yeah.
See, I remember when I was working my second job, I had got a letter about that, and I contacted the child support office, and I was like, look, I'm still working at this place. There's no termination letter. So they stopped them because they were going to take the same amount out from both jobs.
Yeah,
because
which is what they did.
To them, it looked like that I quit the one and went to work for the other until I called them. They was like, oh, no, we're not going to do that. So, you know, they stopped that, but my daughter mom never went back to try to get them to raise it based off me making more money from working two jobs. Yeah. Because like I said, hell, I was paying that. I'm still out here buying the shoes, buying the clothes. Like, she didn't work. Somebody had to be motherfucking buying them everything they needed, and it was me.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you another thing they factor in also is visitation.
Mm-hmm. That's you.
And, you know, that's, to me, primarily, what my case was built off of, visitation. So when we went back every year, you know, to see if I needed a raise or whatever, it was always, it stayed the same. But when she said, is he coming to visit? And I say, no, that's where the money came in. Yeah.
He got nothing in her life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it always doubled because it was two of them. So every year, up until they was 12 and 13, I got a double raise because he never visited. But that year, I swear that stranger was knocking on my door about to beat it down. I just want to know if we could work it out and can I start coming to get the kids? I'm like, fool, you could have been coming to get these kids. But since you wanted to get these people your money,
Right.
Then, you know, that was on you.
Right.
Yeah. But she doubled it. Andrews doubled it every year. Is he visiting?
They wanted you to get the time over the month, especially like I'm sure in the situation like yours where you were working. So there was income coming in. But it's like, if you don't want to give them time, then you finna motherfucking pay.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what it's based off of, to be honest.
If you give them time, then you're going to be spending money if they with you. You know, you're going to buy the clothes. Or,
right.
I tell everybody, I was homeless, so I couldn't get my kids overnight for a little bit of time. I was homeless, so I couldn't get them overnight or anything like that because I'm sleeping couch to couch. But I still made sure I would go get them 2 to 3 days out the week, like how they was used to seeing me when I had my place. I take them somewhere. It didn't matter. We go to McDonald's. I get them Happy Meals and let them play on the playground, or take them to River Park or something like that, to where in their mind it ain't no difference. I'm still seeing my daddy, and you know the same amount of time I'm used to and all that. So, and that's what it's about, man. It's more about the time than anything.
Yeah. That's what I said. It's more about the time.
Yep.
And what really pissed me off is to hear somebody say, she won't let me see them kids. You take her ass to court, same way she took you to court.
Right.
And you give your citation. If you want to see your kids that bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of them situations. Me and my, it wasn't even long. My daughter was probably a year old at the time. Well, 18 months. Me and my baby mama got into it. I went to pick my kids up and she was acting funny or whatever. She was like, you can't get them until I say you can get them. What? Really? Okay. Soon as she lived in Pa's Homes. I went from Pa's Homes to the child support place because it was before they started doing it at juvenile. So it was the real. So I went down there, filed a petition for visitation. Her ass got served in 3 days and she was pissed the fuck off. And I was like, don't ever threaten me about not seeing mine. You know, we end up having it worked out before we went to court because, like I said, I try to keep them out of it, but she never said that shit again because she already knew what it was about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just like we go down there and you want that child support. You really want that visitation, you'll take her to court.
Hey, and that's what they told me, too, because they was like, you pay child support? I was like, yeah. They're like, oh, so y'all already in the system. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be served in a couple of days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't take nothing but a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yep.
You're done. Yeah.
Here's my question for some of y'all, I guess. And I hear this a lot about men and women paying child support and the amount of child support. So I'm not going to put my amount out there, but it's substantial. But when I hear people complain about paying only $60 per month for child support. Let me calm down. Versus my substantial amount. How does that make you view the person that's complaining? I guess this question is what I'm trying to get to. If you know I can't say to Lane, you're not paying child support, but if you was receiving only $60 per month, you got somebody out here.
Oh, I was only receiving $45 every 2 weeks.
So I'm saying
on this last
$9 a month. That's nothing. You can't do nothing with that.
It's nothing.
Hell, that ain't even a pair of forces.
It ain't shit. That's barely 2 t-shirts and a pack of panties.
Little gas money.
But for you to complain about that small amount really determines what kind of person you are, because you know for a fact that them fucking $90 a month ain't doing a damn thing.
Yeah.
And for me...
So, go ahead, Rick.
Oh, my bad. For me, I was paying... So, my child support was based off of $8.25 an hour. I was paying $60 a week, so $240 a month. My insurance was another $240 a month. So imagine how I was scraping by off of $8 an hour.
Exactly.
And not count that. Like, I've always, like I said, my baby mama never worked. When it, you know, so I've always paid extra to make sure they were straight. mm-hmm. bought clothes, shoes, paid a light bill, you know, like whatever needed to be done, I did it because I was never in the space to have my kids come live with me mm-hmm. until I bought my house and my kids can't live with me within 2 months after me buying my house. But to hit, so in my eyes now that I'm making way more money than that, it's like mm-hmm. I never complained about the amount because I did know, you know, $60 a week ain't a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But it is compared to how little I'm making. But it tells me a lot about the person. Mm-hmm. You know, like if somebody paying $600-$800 a month for a child, then it's like, that's not right. Like, that's not right. in my eyes. So, and you know, Lee, we've talked, so I know what your numbers are. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh my God. Yeah.
But to me, that shit ain't right. Like, why does it take $600-$800 a month for anything? Like, that's two light bills, sometimes three or four. Hell, summertime light bill might only be $80. So what are yeah. you doing with all this money? And I do know in the state of Tennessee, child support ain't just for the child. It is to be used on whatever the custodial parent deems necessary in the upbringing of that child, whether it be a light bill, a water bill, you right. know. But why does it take
a mortgage?
Yeah. Why does it take $600-$700 a month for that? Especially if it's a good dude that still do other things for his child. Or a good woman, because nowadays we starting to hear a lot more cases about women on child support.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah. if that parent is a good parent, just because the child don't live with me don't mean I'm not doing all this extra shit. And you take it from me to where I want to do more and I can't do more. That hurts. Because now, in order to provide the life for our child that we want to provide, now we working two and three jobs, killing ourselves.
Yep.
Like, I know, Lee, you know this. When I first came to Volkswagen, I was still working the second job.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into a dude 2 weeks ago because I had to go to the cricket store. He worked out at Volkswagen on night shift, and he worked mornings at the cricket store. Now, he ain't got no kids or whatever, but... Because we talked about all that, because I was curious, like, bro, why you doing this? But when y'all was doing that on and off shit, he got mm-hmm. scared. So mm-hmm. he was like, I picked this up just to have something to fall back on just in case. But it's like people are out there having to do that to take care of their kids. So it's just like the numbers don't make sense sometimes.
Or you have the custodial parent go out here and go beyond their means spending money. Buying a house, buying a car, this, that, and the other.
I want to put them in
and
private
and now school. They, which mine are. that's another reason for them to go to court and increase, my bad, modify.
Yeah, there you go. That's modify. The right
fucking modify.
We all know
modify
when,
the income
when that
and
modification
income.
Come out, it's going up.
Yeah,
and I think that should be taken into scope as well when it comes to these, I ain't gonna call them evil parents, but money hungry parents. That's what I'm gonna call them. Vindictive, money hungry parents that go out here and go well beyond what you have established already. The $600-$900 a month per child. And you going out here getting a $1,500 mortgage, you know damn well. You can't fucking pay for it.
Were you with your kids going to private school? No, at the time,
and then still now, I don't give a shit. Be honest, I really don't.
Because you know,
they're not learning nothing more than the kids in public schools. That's the way I look at it. Right. They might have a little twist to it because they get a little more individual care as far as you know, teacher to student ratio deal. Mm-hmm. That shit might be a little bit different. But other than that, I mean, you're fucking doing the same thing.
Yeah. And they just as damn bad. So right. it don't matter.
But you know, that's probably part of the reason why your number a little bit higher is because of like the private, because they do factor all that shit. Well,
I know they factor all that shit in. All that get factored in.
Okay, so in my case, I'm just trying to, you know, see because Like when you being greedy, I wasn't a greedy mama because I worked. Mm-hmm. So it, damn if you do, damn if you don't. Mm-hmm. Either way it go, I'm going to work and I'm going to take care of man. Mm-hmm. Two jobs. So it don't matter. But how do you base your life off of this child support that you know at some point in time?
It's not gonna be here.
It's gonna end.
Yeah.
Hey, I wish I had a song queued up, cause I would have hit play, cause it'd been like, "Give me your project, chick."
I mean, someday it's gonna end. So then, that portion that you're not getting anymore, how are you gonna make up for it?
You're gonna be in debt.
A lot of them be going and having other kids, so they keep getting that money.
That's true too.
Yeah, that's true too.
You gotta keep it going.
Which is fucking stupid as hell, but you know, it's I don't know. But in my situation, when I had all this stuff happen 2 years ago with the whole cancer deal or whatever, and I was out, in and out, in and out, I had to go do a modification. Me, I didn't give a shit 10 years ago. I didn't give a shit. I work. But now I had to do a modification because it ain't the same. I'm not bringing in the same amount of money. The fucking child support maybe is eating up the whole check now versus a third or whatever. So when that happened, I went to court, had a modification done, got it lowered. She had to go get her stuff refinanced for her note to be lower so that money could balance out. That's how it worked. But if you ain't got that amount of sense to do that, then you just going to be assed out and in debt and probably get fucking foreclosed on and everything.
Yeah.
Because you're living way beyond your means. You know, right. Damn well, if I'm making $30,000 and your partner making $60,000+, and all of a sudden that shit dropped to like $45,000 and your shit get lowered, you ain't got no money coming in because you damn sure enough ain't finna get another job.
I just
that much I do know.
I don't see how people would dictate child support off of they as part of their income. To me, that should always be like an added bonus,
right?
Because like y'all said, at some point in time, that shit's gonna stop, and then you're gonna be assed out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's gonna stop.
They have no plan. You're
sitting around looking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's going to be, what do I do now?
Yeah. Either I had to go get another job. Either I got to move houses. If I got to get rid of this car, I got to do this, that, and the other in order to get back under to where I can control it. And some people don't think that. They just take the L.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They just say, fuck it.
Fuck it.
I can't pay for it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
It's time to move. Time to get me a cheaper car. It's time to start riding the bus or Ubering or whatever the hell they do. I don't know.
Right.
But that's the part that was the question I was trying to get around to. How do you make up for? How can you count? Well, I guess I meant to say is you thinking it's going to be 18 years straight, same amount of money, if not more. Because, you know, people supposedly should be doing better as the years go on.
I was about to say,
because
what's going on?
I'll say supposedly doing better as the years go by, but it don't happen out that way. People die. People get sick. People can't go to work. All this shit happen. And then you sitting there assed out thinking you're going to get this same amount of money for a straight 18 years without no interruptions. That's the funny part to me. And you base your lifestyle off of that type of shit. You out here buying Michael Kors pocketbooks and all this old bullshit.
Shit don't even be real.
It happens. She said it don't be real.
Damn Michael Kors. Go straight to Brainerd Road and get one. Get one of the tent.
hey, don't knock.
Wow.
Don't knock.
I know what you're talking about.
You need to stop.
You spent $70 on that fake ass pocketbook.
Shit, the real one about $600. They only paying 10%.
They only paying 10%. You could have bought that baby by 2-3 pair of shoes with them $70. You don't want to buy that fake ass pocketbook.
Oh shit. But that's the way bitter people think.
Yeah.
That's the way I think. That's the way I think they think. I'm getting all this money from this dude because he said this, or he did me wrong, or he got me a kid and I ain't want no kid, or he left me with this kid or whatever. And you trying to get as much as you can out of him at that particular time and not even thinking about, damn, it could be 5 years down. It could be fucking two. Who knows?
Right.
How you going to be modifying? How you going to be trying to upkeep that lifestyle you got going on now with this extra money, because it ain't yours, coming into your household?
Right.
That's what they do. That's why you see all these new cars every March, April, and May. Tax season plus child support and all this old shit going on. Because that's what they think.
Yeah.
That's how they think. They go out and buy all this bullshit that they don't fucking need. And it's just sitting in their house. And it looks good on paper. But when it comes down to it, it ain't right. I don't know. I still haven't figured that out. Now, let me say this, and this is poor. Maybe I need to write a letter to the damn child support folks. And this is just me. When my first kid was born, this was 26 years ago, I went to court and said, I need to be put on child support for my child. I also advocated, hey, look, I don't know if my child's going to college, but I think some of this money that y'all taking out of my check should be in a trust or something to go toward if he goes to college. Oh, no, no. I was like, well, why not? I mean, it's a good idea. You ain't got to worry about fucking student loans. You ain't going to be in the hole. I'm thinking this way back 26 years ago. It should be some kind of law or some kind of amendment or some kind of add-on feature or whatever.
A certain
if you don't do all this fucking child support, exactly. A certain percentage of that money should be tied up to a trust to say, hey, if my kid, and you maybe you get the trust money at 21 or 26 or whatever. When you fall off the insurance at 26, you can get the money or some bullshit like that, whatever. But it should be something to say, hey, look, instead of our kids who are on child support and they want to go to college or they want to do something with their life, they should have some kind of stepping stone to get there financially. If it ain't nothing but $20 a week times 18 years, that's a lot of goddamn money that you ain't had. And nobody said, yeah, that's a good idea. I did it for all three of my kids. Nobody said that was a good idea. Nobody said, you know what, that makes sense. So maybe I should fucking write a letter to the child support chick who runs it up in Nashville and say, look, y'all might want to think about this shit. Student debt is out of fucking control. And I'm trying to get y'all a leg up in it.
Hell, even if it's only 10% of the payment, like, that shit will still add up over time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because you tied to them for 18 plus years.
Yeah.
Well, at least for child support, you tied to 18 years. 18 years plus 10% of your income, that's a lot of fucking money. You can buy a fucking car, down payment on the house. Anything. I'm not saying you have to go to college, but at least start them out looking somewhat good.
Right.
But nobody's ever said that. No, nobody thinking about that.
So they thinking about what they need now.
Right.
I just did a small amount over 18 years. So I did $10 over 18 years is $9,360.
Which is a down payment on a car.
That's a semester of college. Like, you know,
a semester of college.
If you go to community college, it's more than a semester, but
correct.
And that's only based off of 10, like the small percentage equaling out the $10.
But I suggested this shit 26 years ago. I know I sit in that court and say, hey, look, Judge, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to get out of nothing. I'm working fucking two jobs trying to make things meet and whatever. Can you take some of this money that you coming out of my check with and put it aside and say, here's this money until.
That's your
we don't have that set up. We don't have a set up. Yes, your personal responsibility is what they said. I'm trying to fucking scrape and scrap and survive, but you taking money out of my check and I can't dictate how that money is spent. Right. Does that fucking make sense? It don't make no fucking sense to me. And that system just going on and on and on. People getting better and better. People getting mad about this. And the part that pisses me off, to the point is that your kid come to you and say, I want to go to college, but you got to go fill out grants and student loan papers and all this old bullshit.
You could be
right. Bruh. All this shit could be alleviated if you took this time and set this shit up the right way and said, hey, look, I mean, how hard is it to set up an account and say, here's $10 a week or 2 weeks or whatever?
Right.
Bro, when my daughter went to, we went for her college tours when she was thinking about going to Bethel down by Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And they handed up the parents that paperwork with the tuition on it. My heart stopped. I was like, fuck. When she decided she didn't want to go there, I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because, you know, us parents, we going to try to figure out whatever the fuck we got to do to make that shit happen.
To get them in there, yeah. Yeah.
And when she decided not to, I was like, fuck, thank God.
Good, but bad. Right.
Yeah, good, but bad, yeah.
Good, she didn't try to take that, but damn it, she can't go to college there. So I think I'm going to do that. I know it's supposed to be a parent's personal experience. I mean, the personal responsibility, I meant to say, to do this. But come on, y'all. Y'all killing us out here with this child support.
Especially because we know not everybody using the money for what they're supposed to be using it for any fucking way.
Exactly.
Yeah, so exactly. Why can't that be? Exactly.
So
that's the other point I was trying to get to.
You telling me she probably getting her nails done with this money, but you can't take 10% of it, which might only be, like in my case, what, 10% would have been $12 every 2 weeks? You can't take $12 every 2 weeks and put it in a college fund that could gain interest over time?
That's the other thing. It can gain interest. You can make money on top of money. You would think somebody would jump at that, because guess what banks do? They take your money that you put in your account and use it to build other shit and pay you a percent of the interest on that.
Yeah.
You still make money, but it ain't a lot, but you make some money.
Make money, yeah.
I mean, fuck, man. I don't know. I tried. I really did. But, you know, it's like me talking to this wall right here. Ain't gonna get no damn response. Get no damn response, and I tell the same thing to the fucking parents. Hey, since I'm paying all this fucking money and it's coming to your house, won't you take this amount of money and set it aside for college, and don't nobody fucking touch it until she get out of school or he get out of school?
But if you feel like that's what need to be done, why don't you do it?
Why should I have to fucking do it? Because my money is
gone. That's gonna be the next question.
What they say.
Yeah. Why won't I do it?
Yeah.
Let me stop paying child support and see what happened. How about that?
That's the next question. If you want me to take the 10%, why don't you take the 10% and
Let me add another 10% on our shit that I'm already getting that pulled out of my check.
Yeah.
You got me blowed.
Because they want every single dollar.
I wish the fuck I would do some shit like that.
And then the next situation gonna be, how the fuck you trying to tell me what to do with this money?
Because it's my fucking money. Because it's my money. I can say that all day long.
Yeah.
Let me stop fucking working. Then what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
Then you
let me go ahead and lay down. Let me go ahead and lay down because that's what you just said. You gonna be in jail. Let me go fucking lay down. And you get nothing. Then what?
Them arrears gonna build up.
You know what? I'll take them fucking arrears.
Yeah.
I'll do that just to prove a fucking point. I'm that dude. I will fucking be petty as fuck. Oh, you gonna throw me in jail? And I got a job and I'm working and I pay my bills on time and I pay my child support on time, and you gonna tell me that I can't suggest to you to take some of that money and put it aside for a college or whatever? Why should I do it? Because you taking fucking half of my check. That's why.
Right.
Come on now. And you taking 50%, damn near 50% of my check. I'm supposed to live on 48, 49, 47, 46. Come on, stop playing. Stop fucking playing.
But I just want y'all to know, It's not no different when the women paying too. They getting done the same.
I agree.
That way.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Cause I got a couple of friends that pay, and every time one of them turn around, that damn auntie need a modification.
Mm-hmm.
She needs some more money.
Mm-hmm.
And then it be like, well, you got a man, you ain't paying this,
which is irrelevant.
You ain't paying that. I need some more money. But my thing is on that situation, bitch, didn't nobody tell you take care of them. You could let their ass go to the state.
Right.
Wait, what?
No, if you're going to be being low down about it.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, I mean, why you even bother to take care of them?
She wanted their money.
Yeah, I know. So it's everybody just low down when it comes to money.
And these kids.
And these kids.
Using these kids as a pawn.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's how it is. Yeah, using the kids as a pawn to make a living. But to me, at the end of the day, it's going in.
Oh, yeah. I say that every year.
Yeah, it's coming closer and closer to an end.
Yeah, this too shall pass. That's my quote when it comes to child support. This too shall pass. And when they fall off, oh, my God.
It's part of time, huh?
Yeah.
It's over.
He gonna have two jets then, Rick.
Hey, hey, look, and a yacht.
Over. Look,
you know he always be going to the DR. He gonna have two private jets, a yacht, a sailboat.
Over. Done. This motherfucker said a sailboat. I'm gonna sail on the Tennessee River, I guess.
Hey, it be some white folks out there.
Yeah, I know.
You'll
be out there look, with your what type of hat is it? The one go all the way around with the Bucks logo on it? The fisherman's Bucks hat. The fisherman's Bucks hat.
Yeah. I have my ascot on too with my blue jacket, my striped red
like
shirt.
Gilligan.
Yeah, my ascot. Oh my God. Hey, so we done delved into child support. I'm pissed off about it every time we talk about it. This is the first time when we're gonna talk about it again because somebody else gonna get fucked over again. Or it's gonna be a just situation that they needed to pay child support. But in these two extreme cases, when the dude didn't father this kid, the damn DNA said no, the judge, I don't know, she cricket or whatever, throwed him in jail the first time and threatening them the next time.
That's some crooked shit.
Mm-hmm. That's just crooked as fuck. All this shit. And I guess the other part that pissed me off about that case as well is because it's fucking evidence in black and white on paper. So you can't deny it and say he say, she say, because it's right there on paper. That's the other part I don't understand. Exactly. And when the dude stand up in court and say, I ain't seen this dude, but since that one time that we actually got our cheat squad, come on now.
Right.
Stop fucking playing, Judge. Michigan, whatever your damn name is.
Yeah.
But those that's in the middle, I just find a comfortable spot to be, I guess, like me. Find a nice, comfortable spot to be in, you know. Try not to do too much. Don't overspend, whatever you want to do as far as child support is concerned. You'll be off of it soon. Like I said, I got a year and some change. And it's going to be a wrap for me. And I'm definitely leaving the country when that shit happens. But all that being said, y'all be good, be safe. That's it for me. Anybody else got anything about this stupid-ass shit we going through, child support-wise? No. I'm going to say no. All right, it's been fun. We'll talk to y'all next week about some different bullshit that's going on in the world and some stupid-ass stuff that's been happening. Or it could be something good. We never know. But, you know, that's what we're going to do. We'll holler at y'all. Y'all be good. Be safe. Until next time. Peace.
Thank you.